Good morning, everyone. If you have a Bible, you'll want to turn to Psalm 133. Psalm 133. And while you turn there, let me just say it's good to be back with you. It's been 3 weeks, and yes, I missed being here. And I appreciate many of you telling me that you missed me being here, so thank you very much for that. And for those that are visiting, I am the interim pastor here at the church, and I just want to encourage you that we're glad you're here. And if you were thinking somebody else was going to be preaching, well, it's because I've been gone, now I'm back. Psalm 133 is a wonderful short psalm that many of you have probably sung. You've heard it sung maybe even in Hebrew before. It's a lovely psalm and one that touches a part of life that should be precious to us all. Hear the word of God. How good and pleasant it is when brothers live together in unity. It is like precious oil poured on the head, running down on the beard, running down on Aaron's beard, down upon the collar of his robes. It is as if the dew of Hermon were falling on Mount Zion, for there the Lord bestows his blessing, even life forevermore. May God add his rich blessing to the reading of his word. Let's pray together. Life forevermore. Lord Jesus, no matter who we are or where we stand with you, there is something deep down inside of us that says that's what we want. It's what we need. And when the trials and troubles of this world finally get to us, we wonder, where is life forevermore? And so we come to you now, having read this part of your word, asking you, please, to send Holy Spirit to break through our hardened hearts and our closed minds, to enable us, because we can't in ourselves, to grasp your word today, and for it to spring alive within us, that we may know the wonder of what you have said here in this psalm. And as you do this, we will give you the praise, we'll give you the honor for it. Amen. We've been in a series of sermons together on the mission of the church, and among all the different things that a church must do and be, we have been looking at number one, and that is we are a people who worship the creator of the universe. And through these weeks, we've seen a number of different things. Do you remember this? That we tend to turn worship on its head. We tend to turn it upside down, making things that the Bible treats as the high priorities in worship, making them the lowest things in our understanding and practice. We've also seen that worship is not just to be upside down compared to what we normally do, but it's also something that must come from the inside out. God doesn't want us to simply go through the motions of this. In fact, it's not a good thing at all to go through the motions of what we would call a worship time. God wants your heart from the inside out. Today, we're shifting gears a little bit to talk about a third dimension of worship and what it means to fulfill the mission of being people who come into the presence of God and please him. And it is worship from the left to the right. It's a horizontal look at worship. In other words, you're not worshiping alone today. You're actually in the presence of God with other people. And what are we to do with these other people as we come before the throne of our God? Now, I have to tell you, if I were not a follower of Jesus, I would think by this time, this place is full of a bunch of lunatics. I mean, what are they talking about? Worship and making sure we do it this way or that way, pleasing God, entering his presence, and all those kinds of things. So let me just tell you, you see, the people who are here today who are followers of Jesus, because he's given us such a wonderful gift, we want to show him how grateful we are. by honoring him in ways that he wants to be honored. It's not that we're trying to get our way up or climb our way up into his presence or somehow earn his favor, but we are intent here in this church on showing from deep within that we adore Jesus for the free gift of salvation that he gives to everyone who just trusts him. In light of that, we need to look at Psalm 133 to see how it talks about worship from the left to the right. I was once asked by an older couple to be the MC at their 50th wedding anniversary. And I was really glad to do that because I knew them and I knew it would be great. They were a great couple and those sorts of things. But as we talked about it a little bit, at the end of the conversation, the wife sort of pulled me off to the side and she said, "Now, this may not be really a good event." And I said, "Well, why?" She said, "Well, because my kids don't get along with each other." And so we decided we needed to have a meeting before the actual party in order to make sure everything was kosher and everybody was happy and that kind of thing. And I found out pretty quickly exactly what the mother meant.